Hi, this is Christina Tarode, News Director for Search CIO, and I'm here today with Nicole Bradbury, CIO of Rise Health, a healthcare services company. Nicole is a finalist for Search CIO Mid-Market's first annual IT Leadership Award. Thank you for joining me, Nicole.
Thank you for having me.
What technology or technologies are changing the way your business is run or how the business serves customers?
Technology and healthcare are coming together like never before. I mean, right now in the healthcare space, you've got meaningful use, you've got all the mandates that are coming with health reform, and so everybody out there is trying to figure out how to get an EMR in every physician's office, to get rid of all the paper in hospital systems. How do you connect all the hospitals to the physicians, the primary care specialists, labs, pharmacy? You know, how do you connect all that? And that's really what's going on right now in healthcare, and I think you'll see in the next few years amazing strides that have never been seen before in healthcare, because healthcare is really kind of, you know, lagged behind the rest of the world as far as using technology.
Can you give me an example of how a technology project created value for Rise Health or for its customers?
Rise Health is an early stage company. We formed about middle of 2009. So the project I've been working for is really to build the entire technology platform, either buy or license some of the needed software, and really most of the time was spent on building what we call the patient relationship manager, which is a web-based, sits in the cloud application that we think is pretty darn innovative and answers a lot of the problems that are in healthcare today as far as how do you make data very actionable when the patient's sitting in the office with the physician.
As a finalist for Search CIO Mid-Market's IT Leadership Awards, how do you see the leadership role of the CIO changing in coming years, and what do you think are influencing these changes?
I think I'm an example of that change because, you know, I'm not the traditional technologist of old, which is, the guys that came up building servers and building data rooms. I think the CIOs of today are really part of the business. They are part of the team that sets the strategy for the company, and technology is an enablement of the business model of the company. So I think that's what the new CIO looks like.
And is that akin to your leadership style, or what is your leadership style?
My leadership style is, you know, I'm a designer. You know, I design and architect, and so I spend a lot of time with my team in front of a whiteboard, and then I let them go do the work. Here's the vision. You know, you get it, you understand the business process. We spend a lot of time talking about the business process, and then they go and design and build and come back, and then I expect really well thought through deliverables, whether it's the upfront design or the development of the code or the testing, and they present back, and then I give my feedback, but I'm not really a micromanager. I'm more that whiteboard design upfront leader and really talks about the business and what we're trying to accomplish.
As technology innovation has become the mainstay of many of the tools we use in business, has the role of the CIO in driving innovation in a company changed, do you think?
I think that, you know, the CIO traditionally has been more of an order taker. This is what the business needs, and I'm going to say I can do it or not. And I think the CIO is now part of that executive leadership team and really is, hopefully, is that person that says, this technology is what we need to really expand either our market presence or our capabilities or efficiency, and you use innovation when you need it. You don't just innovate to innovate. You use it when it really expands what you're trying to sell and what your business is all about.
Well, thank you, Nicole, for joining us today. This has been Christina Tarode, News Director for Search CIO, with Nicole Bradbury, CIO of Rise Health.
Thank you.